In a world where complexity reigns supreme, Julia Hobsbawm offers a radical alternative, deliberate simplicity. The Simplicity Principle isn't just another productivity manual, it's a manifesto for reclaiming our humanity in an increasingly machine-driven world. The book has garnered praise from business leaders like Arianna Huffington and has been featured in publications from Harvard Business Review to The Guardian. What makes this work particularly timely is how it addresses our collective exhaustion with digital overwhelm, something that resonated deeply during the pandemic when many were forced to reevaluate their relationship with technology. Hobsbawm's approach draws from ancient wisdom traditions while remaining thoroughly modern, making it a favorite among celebrities and CEOs alike who seek balance in our hyper-connected era. We live in an age of unprecedented complexity. When Hobsbawm worked at Virago Publishers in the 1980s, she encountered Maya Angelou, who made a lasting impression with her version of KISS, Keep It Simple, Sweetie. This principle originated with aircraft designer Clarence Kelly Johnson, who recognized that simplicity could save pilots' lives. Today, we've largely abandoned this wisdom, accepting complexity as inevitable. The consequences can be catastrophic. The Boeing 737 MAX crashes of 2018-2019 resulted from overly complex cockpit computer systems overriding pilot control, causing 346 deaths. This exemplifies what Hobsbawm calls CAT syndrome, complexity, anxiety, and too little time, a condition affecting millions. Our brains simply aren't designed for modern complexity. Despite having 86 billion neurons, making the human brain the most complicated object in the known universe, our working memory can only handle between 4 and 7 items simultaneously. Yet modern life demands we make 35,000 decisions daily while processing unprecedented information volumes. By 2021, the internet was generating 3.3 zettabytes of data. Neuroscience confirms our brains effectively short-circuit when overloaded, leading to stress, depression, and mistakes. We multitask despite being wired for monotasking. When complexity exceeds our capacity, we experience what Hobsbawm calls complexity cutoff, a state where our cognitive abilities simply shut down. The alternative? Embracing simplicity through what Hobsbawm calls the Simplicity Principle and its practical application, Hexagon Action. This approach isn't about dumbing down, but about working with our natural limitations. Through neuroplasticity, our brain's ability to rewire itself, we can develop new patterns of thinking and behavior that align with our cognitive architecture rather than fighting against it. When you give tasks a KISS, you avoid the rabbit hole of limitlessness that taxes your brain. This allows you to focus on what truly matters, simplifying not just your tasks, but your entire approach to life and work. The result? Greater clarity, creativity, and the ability to actually move mountains rather than being buried beneath them. Why hexagons? The answer lies in both mathematics and nature. 6 is Euclid's first perfect number, one whose factors, excluding itself, sum to itself. 1 + 2 + 3 = 6. The hexagon appears throughout mathematics, culture, and nature, offering useful symmetry as it divides evenly into halves and thirds. While circles represent networks and connection, they lack containment. Hexagons provide structure with their edges and intersections, a critical feature when seeking to manage complexity. This shape isn't arbitrary, but deeply functional, as demonstrated by honeybees. Bees, declared the most important species on Earth by the Earthwatch Institute in 2019, build honeycombs using hexagons, not by accident, but because this shape offers optimal efficiency. The hexagon's space efficiency and strength make it nature's perfect organizing framework. As Darwin noted, bees never alter this shape because its geometry is unbeatable for space utilization. The honeycomb begins as circular wax balls but hardens into hexagons, a shape that tiles, tessellates, and forms patterns with remarkable symmetry. This structure allows bees to store maximum honey with minimum wax, creating incredible strength through geometric efficiency. Bees demonstrate sophisticated communication systems and swarm intelligence that resembles neuron activity in our brains. Like humans, they are superorganisms that survive through constant adaptation. These six-legged insects live and work in the same hexagon-structured place, much as we now live and work in the same digital spaces through smartphones and the internet. Hexagon Action puts the simplicity principle into practice through six words: keep it simple and learn from nature. This six-sided framework helps organize and prioritize what matters, clearing away chaotic clutter. The approach isn't about rigidity, but about creating a flexible structure that can adapt to different situations while maintaining core principles. Each side of the hexagon represents a fundamental aspect of simplicity, summarized in six-word axioms that serve as mantras. Like carbon atoms that provide strength amid chaos, these principles offer pattern, strength, and order in an unpredictable world. The first side of the simplicity principle is clarity, the essential cut-through element that eliminates confusion, delay, and indecision. Without clarity, we remain stuck in complexity's web, unable to move forward effectively. Decision-making forms the cornerstone of clarity. While our brains make thousands of unconscious decisions daily, many people avoid making conscious choices out of fear. The ability to decide both quickly and firmly demonstrates clarity and strength. It's the difference between stagnation and progress. When you make a decision, relief follows. It's liberating, like jumping into water or plucking a ripe fruit. Not deciding perpetuates complexity and can burden others with extra work and stress. For difficult decisions, try sitting with them for a short time, 6 minutes, 6 hours, or 6 days, depending on importance. Then act. Breaking decisions into smaller micro-acts can help manage anxiety. Remember, indecision often causes more complexity than the wrong decision. Attention serves as our essential filter, determining what matters amid information overload. In our digital age, fubbing, phone snubbing, has become commonplace. We check smartphones 80 times daily and spend 4 hours on them. This constant digital engagement splits our focus, with research showing it takes 23 minutes and 15 seconds to regain attention after a distraction. The infinite scroll design exploits our brain's limited capacity for attention, leading to cognitive overload and stress. While social media connects some, studies show excessive use increases anxiety and loneliness, especially among young adults. To regain clarity, we must treat attention as a finite resource that we consciously allocate. Habits provide structure that reduces decision fatigue and brings clarity. Unlike hobbies, habits connect to self-preservation and mental fitness, creating patterns that simplify daily life. Research shows forming new habits takes 66 days of practice, combining knowledge, what, why, skills, how, and desire, want. Willpower functions like a finite resource, similar to a battery that eventually drains. Psychologist Roy Baumeister's famous chocolate and radish experiment demonstrated that constantly overriding cravings depletes mental energy. The practical takeaway? Simplify your environment to preserve willpower. Richard Thaler's bowl of cashews experiment confirms this. Simply moving temptations out of reach works better than complex psychological interventions. Purpose provides clarity by giving us direction and energy. It's what gets us out of bed in the morning with momentum and meaning. When we have clear purpose, we can simplify overwhelming problems into actionable steps. Consider Rachel, a single mother who confronted teenagers loitering outside her daughter's windows. Despite the complex social issues involved, she responded with clear purpose, creating the London Village Network to redirect these youths toward positive opportunities. Purpose transcends mere profit in today's corporate world. Modern businesses recognize that consumers, particularly millennials and Gen Z, demand more than financial success. They want organizations with meaningful impact. Even giant corporations like Coca-Cola have responded by addressing sustainability issues like plastic reduction. Boundaries are essential given our finite attention and time. Warren Buffett famously said that successful people say no to almost everything. He follows the 80-20 rule, Pareto's law. 20% of effort yields 80% of results. When Hobsbawm implemented boundaries around meetings and device usage, her productivity increased while her health improved and she saw more of family and friends. Housekeeping, both attitude and action that stays close to where you live, completes the clarity hexagon. From Isabella Beaton's 19th century bestseller to Marie Kondo's modern decluttering philosophy, home organization principles have always resonated. With increasing work-from-home arrangements, housekeeping extends beyond physical space to become a mindset focused on identifying what creates muddle and how to clear it. America has over 50,000 self-storage facilities covering nearly 40 billion square feet, evidence of our collective struggle with physical clutter. Research shows our dorsolateral prefrontal cortex functions like a circuit breaker. When overloaded with stimuli and decisions, it simply shuts down. This neurological response means our brains literally cannot process too much stuff. Like snowflakes with their infinite hexagonal varieties, humans follow unique paths through different atmospheric conditions, making each of us singular. While personality combined with circumstance creates complexity, our behaviors can be streamlined through self-understanding. In sports, Olympic teams demonstrate this balance, unified in purpose, yet distinct in appearance and performance. Gymnast Simone Biles exemplifies extraordinary individuality while remaining relatable as part of our human family. Psychology professor Brian Little has discovered we possess free traits, allowing even introverts to behave as extroverts with proper motivation. Our personalities are increasingly mobile as we live longer lives with multiple career changes, creating what Hobsbawm calls the blended self, an identity neither strictly personal nor professional, but a fluid combination of both. Our lives no longer have the simplicity of monotasking, but the complexity of multitasking, requiring the simplicity principle to maintain balance. The digital self has emerged as almost a new species requiring study. Most social media users maintain multiple online identities or handles. Beyond maintaining appearances online, we face decision exhaustion in our digital lives. Which channel, what comment, who to follow, how to respond, what to post. This infinite complexity of choice overwhelms us. Research shows vulnerable individuals, particularly teenagers, suffer negative impacts from social media pressure, with concerning increases in suicide rates among young women. Our online selves can become distorted versions of our true identities, like being under the influence of a substance that alters personality. We must limit our digital selves from being mistaken for our full selves by purposefully coming offline. Simply standing up 6 times daily to speak to someone in person would eliminate countless misunderstandings that occur through digital communication. To the traditional ocean personality types, openness, conscientiousness, extroversion, agreeableness, neuroticism, Hobsbawm adds a 6th for hexagon action, snowflakery, representing individuality and neurodiversity. Being sensitive means staying connected to your feelings, not political correctness. Though feelings may be complicated, stopping to focus usually reveals only 1 or 2 actual problems. One size fits all works for luggage limits, but not for people. Society's emphasis on norms above all else is regrettable, though recognition of neurodiversity is slowly growing. The simple fact is that uniquely skilled individuals, true snowflakes, can make or break teams and projects. When you create something, you form a deep connection. In music, art, or any creative field, this connection is the currency you seek. Whether it's Elton John and Bernie Taupin songs that make fans feel seen, or a Beethoven sonata that stirs something within, creative works move us in simple, certain ways. Creativity and simplicity are intertwined. Don Bledsoe, a scriptwriting consultant, distills everything down to action and dialogue, emphasizing the hard work of making things simple and clear. Similarly, entrepreneur Henry, who founded Nonesuch Drinks Company, brings creativity and simplicity together in his successful branding. Customers must connect quickly to brands for them to stick. Humans will always be different from machines. Our individuality and creativity can never be perfectly recreated, only simulated. However, something special can emerge from combining human and machine elements. The AV1 robot from No Isolation exemplifies this. Designed for sick children who cannot attend school, this small robot provides telepresence in classrooms, allowing absent children to learn and stay connected. Integrity, being honest and having strong moral principles, is a cornerstone of simplicity. Dishonesty creates complexity. The medieval phrase "tissue of lies" refers to interwoven, complex fabrications. When we lack integrity, we entangle ourselves in complications. Where we position ourselves, both physically and metaphorically, matters greatly to our sense of individuality and simplicity. For the blended self, though zigzagging between different roles, we increasingly move between multiple locations, both literally and figuratively. These places matter greatly, particularly because of time constraints. Like Saturn with its hexagonal cloud pattern, we need our own Saturn Saturday, a time to reset rather than constantly build up. Our always-on culture keeps us perpetually engaged. We check smartphones 80 times daily, remain available to bosses, and struggle to power down. Unlike our devices, we lack a simple off switch. Reset means setting ourselves to zero, especially vital in our electronics-dependent world. While society pushes us to accumulate more, the practice of starting again is often seen as threatening rather than refreshing. We're bound to constant connectivity, with algorithms triggering our social self-worth and craving for more digital engagement. In this age of hustle culture, with freelance work projected to reach 50% of U.S. workers by 2027, we desperately seek release. Many turn to unhealthy escapes, but the key is understanding what we're seeking release from, usually life's overwhelming complexity. Acceptance is the first step toward positive change. Louise Chester, advisor to corporate leaders, emphasizes present moment awareness as a crucial business skill. She notes that simplicity is about stillness, releasing yourself from reactivity, the quantum space of potential. The essence of mental release lies in combining space with stillness. While mindfulness requires effort, mindlessness creates mental space without direction. The default mode network in our brain works as hard at resetting as performing tasks. It's where your mind goes when wandering or worrying. Physical activity offers excellent mental switch-off opportunities. Hashtag ThisMumRuns, founded by Mel Bound, exemplifies this through its community of working mothers who reset through running. Their motto, "Your time, your space, your pace," captures the essence of mental release through movement. Reset can involve active rest, as demonstrated by Andrew Davidson's extensive travels. Social psychologist Adam Galinsky's research shows that travel enhances creativity and mental health through new experiences and perspectives. Nature provides powerful reset opportunities. Even viewing nature images calms the parasympathetic nervous system. Simple practices like proper breathing, which we do 20,000 times daily, improve overall well-being by enhancing digestion, lymphatic function, and nervous system regulation. The author's simplicity hack is the 20-minute nap, a brief escape requiring only a sleep mask. Sleep is crucial for cell rejuvenation and hormone regulation. Finally, fun transcends mere escapism. It's about being your blended self with a lighter touch. When we laugh and relax, cortisol drops while mood-regulating serotonin increases, leaving us refreshed and renewed. Our world now explodes with knowledge, unlike when the author's career began in the analog age. Professor Torkel Klingberg notes that attention is the portal through which information reaches the brain, but our brains lack boundless capacity to process it all. The author introduces the concept of infobesity, like physical obesity, but with information, where we consume too much knowledge too quickly without proper digestion. Trust forms tight but invisible bonds in how we process information. The author explores how viral internet spread makes what we know and what we trust about what we know much harder to verify. Examples include the giant camel spiders myth during the Iraq War and the OneCoin cryptocurrency scam where 1 million people trusted a fraudulent scheme. People often fall for complex schemes because humans naturally love complexity, but this can be exploited. The author advises noticing whether you can trace information sources properly and whether you trust them, distinguishing between editorial content and advertising. Wisdom goes beyond mere knowledge. It combines experience, knowledge, and good judgment. The author notes that approximately 1/6 of people are knowledge workers, with organizations depending on institutional knowledge that's difficult to replace when employees leave. Like honeybees that scout and communicate the best foraging locations, human wisdom represents accumulated experience. This quality of being wise may be what maintains human superiority over machines, despite rapid AI advancement. While wisdom comes from within, the author confesses a fondness for factoids and general knowledge. Quiz shows like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, broadcast in over 160 languages worldwide, demonstrate our universal love for testing knowledge. These formats endure because they offer simplicity in a complex world, clear right-wrong answers with limited options. Donald Rumsfeld's infamous known-unknown statement contained surprising wisdom. Sometimes critical information hides in complexity, or we overlook potential risks due to blind faith in systems. The Columbia shuttle disaster exemplifies this danger. Engineers had actually modeled the foam breach scenario that ultimately destroyed the spacecraft, but the information was buried in dense PowerPoint presentations that failed to command attention. Nobel Prize winners Andrei Geim and Konstantin Novoselov discovered graphene through what Geim calls Friday night experiments, simple explorations using available tools. Though most such experiments fail, Geim's approach exemplifies hexagon action by applying elementary principles to complex problems. Fittingly, carbon, atomic number 6, forms hexagonal structures in graphene, which is 200 times stronger than steel despite being just one atom thick. Despite becoming a professor, the author never attended university, instead working odd jobs in publishing and learning on the job. She describes her path as burrowing through layers of earth across publishing, television, politics, and PR before becoming self-employed. While formal education remains valuable, the author questions whether waiting to finish education makes sense in a fast-moving world with limited opportunities. In our information-saturated world, curation becomes essential. It's to infobesity what portion control is to physical obesity. The author's knowledge dashboard helps workshop participants organize information sources across 6 categories, similar to the successful 5-a-day fruit and vegetable campaign. By identifying 6 types of needed information, users can structure and control their information flow, preventing accidental infobesity. Memory faces unprecedented challenges in our digital age, requiring new strategies to manage information overload. The author shares an anecdote about a friend who used the date of the Six-Day War, 1967, as a PIN number, highlighting our struggle with remembering numerous security codes in an age of cybersecurity threats. With cybercrime projected to cost $6 trillion by 2021, we're caught in an endless wheel of anxiety about keeping our data safe while managing multiple passwords and systems. Humans are fundamentally social creatures who need connection as much as food and shelter. Our brains are constantly processing social experiences, with research showing we experience social loss similarly to physical pain. While technology has given us digital social networks, with users spending over 2 hours daily on platforms, the author argues for balancing online and offline connections. Our fundamental need for human connection is so essential that solitary confinement represents the harshest punishment in prison. Professor Lieberman's brain research reveals 3 key neural networks that place social connection at our cognitive center. The author introduces her hierarchy of communication model, a pyramid showing the relative value of different connection types, to help us prioritize genuine human interaction over digital alternatives. While social media can broadcast widely, it cannot replace the sensory richness of physical presence, where we can see, smell, touch, hear, and even taste with others, while also engaging our 6th sense, intuition, which is nearly impossible online. Despite being more time-consuming and reaching fewer people, face-to-face interaction delivers the highest value in our communication hierarchy. Evolutionary psychologist Robin Dunbar's research shows humans can maintain only about 150 meaningful relationships at once, and no amount of social media prevents friendships from decaying without occasional in-person contact, seeing the white of their eyes. Physical touch, especially hugging, reduces stress and builds trust in ways impossible online. Biologists classify humans and honeybees as superorganisms, species that cooperate socially to create, build, and communicate together. Bees, declared the most important species on the planet by the Royal Geographical Society, demonstrate the power of cross-pollination through natural networks. Similarly, humans are great cross-pollinators of ideas, values, culture, and language. In Thailand during summer 2018, the world watched as 12 boys and their coach from the Wild Boars soccer team became trapped in the Thum Luang cave system during monsoon season. This crisis exemplified a human superorganism in action, a network that swelled to 10,000 people from over 20 nations in just 10 days. The rescue combined diverse skills, meditation experts, doctors, rock climbers, with both cutting-edge technology, drones, sonar scanners, and old-fashioned caving equipment. Despite decades of social networking technology, research shows you're 34 times more likely to get what you ask for in person than by email. The challenge is that many find in-person networking difficult due to shyness and uncertainty about what success looks like. The key shift is thinking about networking not in transactional terms, what can I get, but relational terms, how can I forge connections? Our relationship management has become increasingly impersonal. While databases have grown more sophisticated at capturing information, they've moved us away from the personal connection of tools like the Rolodex, which sold 10 million units annually at its peak. Today's digital contact systems spread our connections across multiple platforms, making it harder to maintain genuine relationships. The simplicity principle suggests avoiding meetings or email lists with more than six people. Management theorist Frederick Laloux identified successful teal organizations that function through collaboration in small units of 10 to 12 people, making them flexible and adaptable. Even large companies benefit from small teams. Kronos, a billion-dollar firm with 6,000 employees, achieved remarkable success when a dedicated team of just 25 people developed Project Falcon, which eventually became their top-rated product, Workforce Dimensions. Social capital represents the strength of connections that allow you to access value in a community. Like financial capital, having social capital from the beginning provides advantages. When Hobsbawm founded Editorial Intelligence to connect journalists and PR professionals, she recognized that truly effective networks require diversity. Coffee has become a global obsession with over 10 million tons consumed yearly. The coffeehouse tradition dates back to 17th century London, where these establishments functioned as the original social media platforms. As Tom Standage describes in his History of Social Media, coffee shops were melting pots for diverse ideas and conversations, unlike today's laptop-dominated cafes where actual conversation is minimal. A true salon should be small enough for everyone to be seen, heard, and remembered. Marnita Schrodel in Minneapolis exemplifies this through her organization, Marnita's Table, which practices radical hospitality by bringing together groups in disagreement to find common ground through shared meals and conversation. Despite our countless connections, we rarely identify the six or so people who truly matter in our networks at any given time. This concept of a social six is similar to a political kitchen cabinet, a small, trusted circle of advisors rather than a crowdsourced opinion pool. Six is mathematically perfect and falls within our working memory's maximum limit of seven items, making it highly practical. For all our technological advances, time remains our most precious and finite resource, just 168 hours per week. Modern complexity devours this limited time. The average internet user spends 6 hours daily online, with 250 billion emails exchanged globally each day, 5 billion Google searches performed, and $3.5 trillion spent annually on internet shopping. Douglas Adams famously loved deadlines for the whooshing mice they make as they go by. The world divides between deadline keepers and deadline missers. Deadlines provide focus and shape, the geometric measurement and pattern of hexagon action. While journalists thrive on deadlines, many of us work to deadlines beyond our control, like quarterly business reporting cycles. This short-term mindset often prevents taking the long view. In nature, trees operate on much longer timeframes. Great Basin bristlecone pines live 4,500 plus years without quarterly deadlines. They follow natural cycles and rhythms rather than artificial fixed points. The next generation of purposeful leaders will recognize this difference, perhaps ending quarterly reporting altogether. Investment growth stocks mature in value over time, building in fewer deadlines and more financial evolution. This approach allows things to take their natural course, similar to Warren Buffett's investment philosophy. We should apply this to our own deadlines, questioning how instant our gratification needs to be. Controlling your schedule is essential to applying the simplicity principle. Studies show that having control over your time significantly impacts well-being. A 1970 study revealed elderly people with some control over their environment had half the death rate of those without choices. In workplaces, control over time increases productivity, engagement, and creativity, with Swedish studies showing 6-hour workdays have absenteeism. Research from UCL and the Finnish Institute shows that while minimal overtime is harmless, significant overtime increases heart attack risk by up to 60%, evidence that when others control our time, we suffer. With the rise of unstable work arrangements, every hour counts. Simplifying time means carefully shaping your calendar's pattern, avoiding unrealistic scheduling, and recognizing that overtime often means spending someone else's time without proper compensation. By 2030, half the U.S. workforce is expected to be freelance. This gig economy requires managing both distractions and self-marketing time. Like bees creating versatile products from the same ingredients, successful freelancers must identify their talents and reshape them creatively for different purposes. With 24 major time zones, Russia alone has 22, global work has become increasingly complex. Remote.co recommends learning coworkers' schedules as essential etiquette for managing international teams. When Washington, D.C. is starting work, New Delhi is going to bed, a 9.5-hour difference. In our working lives, approximately 10,000 days, concentration has become our greatest challenge. Interruptions waste enormous amounts of time, taking a third of an hour to regain focus after going online. Cal Newport defines deep work as requiring undivided attention and concentration, while shallow work is created by digital distractions that trick us into believing we're multitasking when humans are natural monotaskers. Fixed working hours in fixed locations may be disappearing as even large corporations adopt flexible co-working spaces. Flexibilism, being flexible about where, how long, and how we work, is becoming essential. While open-plan offices encourage creativity and social sharing, they hinder concentration. Headphones have become a coping mechanism and signal for deep work. Our sensitivity to time is deeply human, with organizations needing to recognize the practical impacts of time zones and travel. Circadian rhythms are internal 24-hour clocks that regulate metabolism, hormones, and key functions, vary between individuals and throughout life stages. Research shows teenagers' brains change during puberty, making traditional school schedules unproductive, while taking blood pressure medication at night can be more effective than in the morning. While Carpe Diem, seize the day, embodies the simplicity principle's ethos of cutting through complexity, letting go of outdated practices remains challenging. We cling to 8-hour office days despite our lives operating on digital loops that allow different work patterns. Digital devices both save and consume time. The average internet user spends 6 hours online daily. The simplicity principle focuses on keeping things lean, simple, and focused to cut through complexity by finding patterns. Hobsbawm introduces 6 remarkable individuals who embody hexagon action through their work, each demonstrating the 6 sides explored earlier: clarity, individuality, reset, knowledge, networks, and time. Italian chef Massimo Bottura transformed traditional cooking into modern art through his revolutionary approach at Osteria Francescana. Initially facing fierce resistance from tradition-loving Italian customers, his breakthrough came with 6 tortellini walking into a broth, a dish that boldly reimagined classic pasta by placing 6 tiny tortellini marching toward broth rather than swimming in it. Faith Osier, the first African and second woman president of the International Union of Immunological Societies, exemplifies hexagon thinking through her work on malaria immunity. The Kenyan scientist and Oxford professor loves to simplify science despite working with highly complex subjects. Her approach combines cutting-edge technology with century-old insights, collapsing 30 years of research into one 3-month-long experiment to identify over 200 proteins relevant to malaria vaccination. Satish Kumar, who became a Jain monk at age 9, embodied simplicity through his remarkable 8,000-mile peace walk across continents. With no money and depending only on strangers' kindness, the young activist walked from India to the United States via Moscow, London, and Paris to deliver peace tea to leaders of nuclear powers with a simple message. When you think you need to press the button, stop for a minute and have a fresh cup of tea. Arianna Huffington exemplifies the human honeybee, incredibly hardworking, hands-on, and community-building, rather than a protected queen bee. This charismatic Greek-American polymath cross-pollinates ideas across politics, business, and health, championing everything from spiritualism to environmentalism. After founding the hugely successful Huffington Post, she pivoted to well-being with Thrive Global, writing groundbreaking bestsellers that mainstreamed discussions of digital overload and sleep health. Jessica Morris transformed her devastating glioblastoma diagnosis into a mission to turn glioblastoma from terminal to treatable by founding Our Brain Bank. Within weeks of surgery, she created a patient data gathering app, blog, and Facebook group to campaign for funding and policy changes. Her work exemplifies social health by connecting knowledge, networks, and time, addressing how clinical information fails to reach patients while patients' vital symptom data doesn't reach doctors. Greta Thunberg, the Swedish schoolgirl whose School Strike for Klimate sign became a global movement, embodies hexagon thinking through her deep connection to nature and the simplicity of her message. "The climate crisis is complex," she wrote, "but the solution is black and white. We need to stop greenhouse gas emissions." Her neurodiversity, she considers her Asperger's a gift, exemplifies the Simplicity 6 axiom on individuality.
Drawing inspiration from Shakespeare's Ariel in The Tempest, Hobsbawm explores how we might adopt bee-like roles in our complex world. Like bees that hurl themselves from the hive toward flowers on their nectar-gathering mission, humans often launch into our daily tasks on autopilot. While bees appear uniform, they actually display remarkable individuality across 20,000 species of Apis, with emerging research suggesting they may even have personality traits similar to humans, some industrious, others more like slackers. Despite this individuality, honeybees maintain specific roles. The queen lays eggs, workers perform tasks from warming brood cells to foraging, and males serve as drones. The waggle dance, how returning bees communicate pollen location to hive mates, represents a crucial information-sharing role. When coaching career transitions, the author uses bee roles to help people identify their own specialized skills and functions. Though humans differ greatly from bees, we can learn from their social organization to apply the simplicity principle, keeping it simple by learning from nature's most efficient social creatures. The simplicity principle offers a revolutionary approach to our complex world, not by adding more complexity, but by stripping away what doesn't matter. Through the hexagon framework, we can create structure without rigidity, connection without overwhelm, and productivity without burnout. In a world increasingly dominated by machines and algorithms, this return to human-scale solutions may be our most important adaptation yet.